You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
People call the gospel of Jesus Christ foolishness, but the real foolishness is not to believe him.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by Dr. Oswald Hoffman, Lutheran Hour speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Lord God, Creator and Redeemer, give us joy on our long day's journey. Make us wise to salvation by faith in your Son, Jesus Christ. Lead us by your kindness to live intelligently, using the good time you give us to go and to grow into mature sons and daughters in your family. Send the good news of your Son, Jesus Christ, into human hearts, that people may live not in darkness, but in the light of your love, in Jesus our Savior. Amen. Some time ago, a Peanuts cartoon had Lucy and Charlie Brown talking about cruise ships. Lucy is usually very positive about life, and Charlie is often passive. Lucy, holding fast to her usual firm convictions, says, "You know, Charlie Brown, there are two kinds of people who go on cruise ships. There are some people who face their deck chairs toward the stern so they can see where they've been. And there are others who face their deck chairs toward the bow so they can see where they are going." "Now," said Lucy, "in the great cruise of life, Charlie Brown, how do you face your deck chair?" Charlie thinks for a moment and then says, "I can't get mine unfolded. St. Paul said a long time ago, don't worry about the deck chairs. Get going. Walk." He also had some good advice on how to walk. "Look carefully, then, how you walk. Not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Spirit, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with all your heart, always and for everything, giving thanks in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God the Father." A lot of people are still wasting their time trying to get their deck chairs unfolded. They don't know whether to face back, to dwell upon the past, the so-called good old days, or face ahead and plunge into the unknown future, hoping that things won't get any worse. The most that many people can look forward to is that things won't get any worse. A friend of mine who took a boat trip along the Rhine River told me that he learned one thing on this journey. It's far better not to position yourself in only one direction, looking only forward or backward. There's a better way. Face outward and achieve a perspective which enjoys both the best of the past and the surprises of the future. Paul wrote, "Look carefully how you walk." "First of all," said Paul, "walk. Instead of worrying about unfolding the deck chair, look around the ship and see the view from every side. Then the trip becomes a long day's journey on your feet instead of a long day's sleep in a deck chair." Look carefully how you walk, said Paul, not as unwise people, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. Paul's advice for the long day's journey is wisdom. I found that walking is sometimes the best exercise of all. It gives you time to look and also to think. It improves blood circulation, clears the mind, improves the disposition, and reduces fatigue. You may feel tired when you start out, but you don't feel tired when you get back. The first thing in walking is to get out and get going. In the Bible, walking is often a synonym for living. Somebody has translated these words of Paul, pay close attention to how you live. Don't live like ignorant men, but like wise men. Make good use of every opportunity you get, because these are bad days. Walking like that is a way of life. It's looking and learning. If you walk on city streets, you have to watch out for curbs, for sidewalks raised by roots of large trees, for speeding automobiles, or even for thieves who have been known to snatch a woman's purse in broad daylight and make off not only with her money, but also with her credit cards. Sometimes this can happen, and a woman doesn't even know about it until she reaches for her purse in the store later on. Look and learn, said Paul, because the days are evil. Moral standards were low in the apostles' days. They're low today. Even more dangerous than the muggers and thieves are the false philosophies that rob people of genuine life. They think they're alive, but really they're engaged in a kind of walking death. It's not life to go on a long day's journey with threadbare principles like these. Everybody is doing it. In this age, it's okay. Do what comes naturally. If it feels good, do it. The Ten Commandments are out of date. Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow there may be a nuclear war. The more things you have, the happier you'll be. Use people for your own purposes. Be only as honest as you have to be. Cutting through all those superficialities, St. Paul said, look carefully, then, how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise. Wisdom, as the 20th century world can tell you, is a lot more than knowledge. It's more than mere accumulation of facts and figures, of history and the arts. All of these do not guarantee wisdom. A lot of brilliant stupidity will attest to that. Paul is talking about walking in the world not as unwise, but as wise. Wisdom takes the experience of the past and learns from it for the benefit of the present and of the future. The Brooklyn Central Library has carved above its entrance, with equal care, way well the record of the wisdom and the folly of mankind. A wise man learns from his failures as well as from his successes. The greatest wisdom and its crowning achievement comes when you know not only who you are, but whose you are. When you understand what the will of the Lord is. If the world knew what the will of the Lord is, it would not be what it is, and it would not be doing what it does. People would not be what they are, and they would not be doing what they are doing. The goal of the unwise is to do what everybody else is doing. The disaster of the unwise is that they never find out who they are because they refuse to recognize whose they are. The destiny of the unwise has one ending for those who do not even attempt to understand what the will of the Lord is. When people asked Jesus what the will of the Lord is, he said simply, the will of the Lord is that you believe on him whom he has sent. St. John said of Jesus, he came to his own, and his own received him not. It's a sad story, and it's being repeated every day. People call the gospel of Jesus Christ foolishness. But the real foolishness is not to believe in him. It is the foolishness of the world that attempts to expunge eternity's dimension from human experience, to think of man as the master of his own fate and destiny, to deny the Creator in favor of his creation, to reject God's infinite wisdom toward the world, and to treat as foolishness Christ's cross, from which beams even today the bright light of God's love, God's grace, God's tremendous compassion, and God's magnificent patience. toward a world that makes a stumbling block and absurdity of the grace and glory of God? Is it wise or foolish to reject Christ as the Son of God and the Savior of the world? Is it wise or foolish to say to Jesus Christ, I believe in you and I will go with you? Is it wise or foolish to be conformed to this world? Is it wise or foolish to side with Christ in faith for a life that stands on its own two feet and walks with him? Is it wise or foolish to spend your life getting drunk and engaging in all kinds of debauchery? Is it wise or foolish to be filled with the Spirit of God, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with all your heart? Don't be foolish, said St. Paul. Understand what the will of the Lord is. Instead of walking around in darkness, walk as children of light. For the fruit of light is found in all that is good and right and true. And try to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. Awake, you who are sleeping, and arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. St. Paul is talking about time, your time, to be used with wisdom. Make the best possible use of the right time. Don't waste your time on things that don't count. Don't kill time. That's not the way to get rid of it. Don't brood over the past and don't worry about the future. Now is the time, now is the day of salvation. Make the best possible use of the good time, the beckoning opportunity, the light that shines brightly in the darkness of human pride, human passion, and human prejudice. Understand what the will of the Lord is when it comes to time. What is the will of the Lord? God desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. God wants you to believe right now in spite of all your unworthiness. He cares for you so much that his Son lived and died on earth that you might be forgiven and might rise to the new life he gives to those who love him. In response to God's amazing love and forgiveness, it's your time to learn how to love. Learn how to love God as God has loved you and gave his Son a sacrifice for your sins. To love as God's people have always had to learn to love and turn the world upside down. Learn how to love in your own family, making allowance for human weaknesses and frailties. That's the best possible use of the right time. Time is short. It's passing by rapidly. In the long day's journey, keep your eyes and ears open, looking and learning with growing maturity, which is the fruit of God's grace in the lives of people. Life becomes a bore when you have nothing to do, no one to help, no one to love, no one who loves you. Life becomes a bore when there is no joy in it. Jesus himself made the best possible use of the right time. He went about doing good, healing the sick, raising the dead, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom to people hungry and thirsty for real life, the good life. Isn't it fascinating and somewhat illuminating that when you speak of the good life, people today always think of having plenty of money, at least enough to buy friends and influence people? Most of us will run out of time before we run out of money. Or they dream of living on a desert island where they themselves will be king, where no one else will interrupt their daydreams or their nightmares. No, said Paul, that's not the way to walk the long journey with wisdom. Make the best possible use of the right times God gives, filled with the joy of real life. To be filled with joy, for example, is not getting drunk with wine, for that's debauchery. If you drink too much, you won't think straight. Going that way is not helping yourself. It's hurting yourself. It's the way of foolishness. Here's the way. Instead of being filled with wine, be filled with the Spirit of God, with a song in your heart, making melody to the Lord with all your heart, always and for everything, giving thanks in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God the Father. Happy days are fine, but there's a certain sadness about them because everybody knows they won't last. Joy is happiness that lasts. through the dark day and the bright day, through thick and thin, through success and failure, throughout your days. Faith in Christ is the ticket for the long day's journey. Joy in faith is deep inside, but not so deep that people cannot see it. Joy shows up in the lives of people. You can see it on their faces, and you can hear it from their lips. They sing the songs of salvation, praising God for his loving kindness and thanking him for his goodness. They worship and they work, strengthened by the joy with which God himself floods their hearts. In the lives of joyful people, you can always hear the singing, making melody to the Lord with all their heart. My friend, you're deeply loved by the living God. He gave his only Son to be your Savior, the unique Son of the living God, even Jesus Christ, himself dying on a cross as people must die on their own long day's journey. He died to deliver people from the fear of that death. And in his own great glory, God, his Father, raised him from the dead, declaring him to be his own great Son. There lies the joy. There rises the life full of joy. There in the cross and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, the Spirit of Christ puts the joy of it all into your heart. There are tears in life, but the joy of the Lord dries the tears. More than that, the Spirit of the Lord puts an end to all the moping around and the paralysis caused by fear and anxiety. Walk with a firm step, my friend. Not ignorantly and foolishly, but wisely and intelligently, understanding what the will of the Lord is, making melody with all your heart to the Lord, and in the joy of it all, always and for everything, giving thanks to God our Father. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, amen.